News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, house price inflation has accelerated for the fifth month in a row. That's according to new data from the Central Statistics Office. And Pat Davitt, CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, joins us now. Pat, how stark of a price rise are we seeing?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, looking at the CSO figures, we have to take first of all into consideration that they're really 40 days behind or 44 days behind because they're figured out on stamp duty, what happens with stamp duty signings. But the market is moving on and moving on considerably since the beginning of the new year. As a matter of fact, if we do a report every 6 months, we do a barometer report every 6 months. If we did it on the end of March, we would find that right across the outside of the city of Dublin, the prices have gone up already this year by 5%. And in some areas, they're gone up by between 5 and 10%. So
are you saying just in the last 3 months?
In the last 3 months.
So a very sharp rise.
Now, granted, this barometer won't be done until the end of June, and things could change considerably by then.
And
at the moment,
outside Dublin is worse than inside Dublin. Is that what
prices are moving on? Prices are moving on outside of Dublin because a lot of prices are still well behind, probably 2006, and they're well behind the Dublin prices because the Dublin prices did surge. So now a lot of property prices outside of the city are surging, but in different areas, Ciara. I was talking to an agent in Clare recently, and he tells me that house prices there in some particular types and could be gone up by as much as 15%.
Okay.
So, like, you know, there's huge
prices. This is very bad news for people trying to get into the property market, obviously, trying to maybe buy the first-time buyers, for example. Is there any solace here for anybody? Like, can anything be done other than, I suppose, the slow increase of supply?
Well, obviously, we need to increase the supply. But, like, you know, the whole sort of scenario, like small builders in the country that were building and have built houses for many, many years in Ireland, they're not to be seen. There's only the number of bigger builders throughout the country, and they're the only people who are building houses. The typical type of person that we saw that was building maybe 5, 10, 20 houses per year, they're not there now. Okay. And government didn't give them finance to get them actually into a situation where they could operate. They gave them finance at huge high prices. They should have had, and they need to do now. They need to bring those people back into business and give them finance and allow them to get finance at 1 or 2% and get them building again. That's what we need to do.
Okay, but I think in summary from what you're saying is you don't expect to see this trend reverse anytime very soon.
No, it doesn't look like it's going to be reversed anytime very soon because for two reasons. A, property interest rates, we believe, are now going to start to come down.
Yeah.
And as well as that, there are a lot of extra people coming into the country buying properties, maybe as investments, maybe coming back into Ireland that have money to buy property, not even taking mortgages on property. So if that continues, well, prices are only going to go one way and they're going to continue to go up.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Pat Davitt, their CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.